Listener Production.
Hi, it's Lizzie Viger with your local news briefing. Queensland Ambulance Service transported a patient in a stable condition to Cairns Hospital last night after a vehicle collided with a pole on Umulla Street and Ray Jones Drive just before midnight. Experts are worried more Queensland kids are getting hooked on vaping. The state government's launched an inquiry into how many young people have taken up the habit, with new stats showing 80% of Queenslanders support tougher action. Associate Professor Timo Dietrich from Griffith University is a vape expert. He says the first step is to ban the disposable vapes flooding the market.
And then we need to make sure that obviously as a black market will thrive potentially, we need to make sure there's some serious enforcement and there's consequences for those that are actually trading these types of products.
After entertaining millions of passengers for over 30 years, the iconic blue carpet from Cairns Airport's international terminal will be removed. The carpet removal is the first step in a multi-million dollar redevelopment of the building, with plans to reduce the airport's carbon footprint. Cairns Airport CEO Richard Barker says the refurbishment will include new escalators, elevators, bathrooms, fresh paint, artworks and furnishings.
We'll be sourcing local timbers and working with local suppliers to spread the economic benefits of this. Up to 100 jobs will be created during construction. So we're really trying to A, be sustainable and then work with the local community to share the benefits.
Taking a look at local sport, this weekend the Cairns Dolphins and Cairns Marlins will head south to Townsville for round one of the NBL One North competition. Dolphins forward Penina Davidson says the girls have been training with a couple players from the Taipans as well as Taipans coach Adam Ford.
Fordy came in actually to coach for a couple games, which was a really awesome experience to be coached by NBL coach who did really well this year.
All the action gets underway at Townsville Stadium when the Dolphins take to the court at 11 a.m, followed by the men at 1 p.m. What more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and add to your favourites now.